Tomorrow's First Thursday, the day when Seattle's galleries and museums open their doors to the public for free. Among all the great options for affordable art viewing in Seattle this month, Stranger art critic Jen Graves says one show at the Fry Art Museum is the best exhibition she's seen in Seattle in a long time. The name of the show is Youngblood, and it presents video and paintings by two brothers from Seattle, Noah Davis and Khalil Joseph. Graves told Jeannie Yandel a little of their backstory.
They grew up mostly in Mount Baker, and they went to school in O'Day, and they've known another artist in town, Makoyo Ali Barnes, since they were kids. Makoyo Ali Barnes is the curator of this exhibition at the Fry, and they are incredibly important because they are part of a long line of Black artistic production in Seattle that is tremendously fruitful and that we often don't recognize here.
One of the brothers in this exhibition, Khalil Joseph, he's got kind of another career now, or at least he's known for something else. He was one of the directors for Lemonade, which is Beyoncé's visual album. So as an artist, who is Khalil Joseph?
Vice magazine asks, like, is Khalil Joseph the greatest hip-hop director? You know, and I think he's far more than a hip-hop director. I think he's a total artist. He just is an artist in film. A new work in this exhibition is a three-sided cinema that takes images from a town that has an all-Black rodeo and that was originally founded as an all-Black town in Oklahoma. And so it's similar to, I mean, Davida Ingram wrote a piece for The Stranger in which he called Beyoncé's work a sort of a kaleidoscopic view of Blackness. And Khalil Joseph's work is much the same. There's, you know, country, R&B, hip-hop, you know, soul. I mean, it's really very multifaceted and throughout time, right? It's really melding all kinds of time.
As you pointed out, the show at the Fry features the work of two brothers. Noah Davis is the other brother. What is Noah Davis's work like?
Noah Davis makes paintings in bright colors that often feature single individuals in sort of mysterious situations, sometimes kind of mythic. There's a large painting at the beginning of the exhibition that's a man sort of peering out into an abyss, and you see him from the back. And it's a painting, it's called Painting for My Dad, and his father was dying at the time, and it's just this kind of gorgeous meditation on looking out and into the space, but not being able to see his face, you know, just seeing his body language. He accomplishes quite a lot of mystery in a single scene. There's another work called Isis where he paints his wife, Karan, as Isis, the goddess. And she's also standing sort of on the side of, like, at the side of the house next to, like, a discarded heating vent on the, you know, on the lawn. And so there are these gorgeous, gorgeous paintings, and they really are just multivalent. I mean, you look at them and they just keep on giving and giving and giving, which is similar to Khalil Joseph's work. There is a third artist in this show, I should mention. It's not actually a person, but is listed as the third artist. And it's important to the curator that we talk about it that way, which is the Underground Museum, which is a museum that the two brothers founded in L.A. in a part of the city that didn't have any museums. And it's free and it's ongoing. And it has a partnership now with LA MoCA to show their work on loan. So it's become sort of a satellite.
Noah Davis actually died recently of cancer. Mm-hmm. How does that show up in this exhibition?
Mm. That's a great question. Noah Davis's death shows up in this exhibition in a really subtle way. There's one room in the center of the exhibition that's essentially a memorial chapel, as it were. There are benches. There's a huge garden, mostly populated with purple plants. And the Northwest is really, really full of purple plants. I've noticed this since I've had it pointed out to me with this exhibition. And he grew up around these plants and then actually created this purple garden at the Underground Museum that he created in L.A. And then the Fry has created it here in fake plants. And at one end of the room is the earliest painting from the exhibition from 2008. At the other is the latest. So it's sort of a room with his bookending his life. And it's, you know, it kind of handles the death in a really enclosed way so that you can consider all of his work and not just in the context of his death.
What is it like to see the work of these two brothers, Khalil Joseph and Noah Davis? What's it like to see their work together in the same space?
Oh, it's electric. It's really, really fantastic. I mean, there are actually not that many works in the show. I mean, it's not jammed, you know? I mean, Noah Davis left behind, I think, like 200 paintings. He often painted over paintings, really finished paintings, just went back and painted them over. And there's a documentary that Khalil and Nicole Otero and another person whose name I'm forgetting made of Noah at work in this exhibition. So this is an important part of the show. And you go and you can see him at work, and it's heartbreaking, right? As he walks up to these canvases, we just start covering them over again. Yeah, so in these paintings, there are layers and layers of paintings. But just to see those works together, I mean, Khalil's works are like fireworks. I mean, they are so rich. And Noah's works really kind of come alive next to Khalil's works, as in filmic, become filmic. And they look like scenes from an ongoing story. And then Khalil's works look painterly, right? There, you just notice the visuals are stunning and so complexly created. I mean, really. And anybody who's seen Lemonade, I was shocked because I watched Lemonade and, you know, I had heard that a whole bunch of directors worked on it. But Khalil Joseph is the only person who's listed on the first page of directors in those credits. It says, directed by Khalil Joseph, Beyonce Knowles Carter. And then there's another slide. I mean, like, he's the mastermind behind the visuals on that work. And it's just, his work is so layered. It's so layered. And it's beautiful to watch. Somehow, these artists manage to make works that you absolutely want to watch and that have absolute integrity. That's actually really difficult to do. They have commercial appeal somehow. And also, they're just, you can learn a lot from them. And also, I think they're specifically made to address a range of Black experience for a Black audience, like Beyonce's videos. Like, those videos aren't made for me. I'm a white woman, you know? And I look at them in order to learn and enjoy the gorgeousness of that and the richness. And it's spectacular to see the Fry, a free museum, doing this show.
And that's Jen Graves telling you about it, art critic for The Stranger, talking with Jeannie Yandel about this show, Youngblood, now at the Fry Art Museum, downtown Seattle, until June 19th.